some tough times out there right now. People are suffering in many different ways. So whatever we can give and donate, I think it will go a long ways.
That's Superior Salvation Army bell ringer Jerry Choate. He's been ringing bells for years during the holiday season. He says this year's bell ringing kickoff was a little slower than usual.
We could have had a lot more people come, but it was kind of cold and damp. But it was a good morning. It was fun.
Some, like Evan L. Kowalski of Superior, speculate that economic woes are hanging over people's heads more than mistletoe this holiday season. She thinks donations will be down.
Everybody's cutting back a little bit, and everyone does the best they can, but I think that you just have to be realistic, too.
But volunteer Kurt Erickson of ESCO doesn't see it that way.
Other charities I'm working with, I'm still seeing a decent level of giving, because I think people understand that, you know, people that are still working and you got a paycheck coming in, they do have the ability to give, and it's more important than ever to do that.
Superior Salvation Army Major Rosemary Mattson says job losses, rising costs, and mortgage foreclosures are bringing 200 families to their food bank each week. That compared to 50 to 70 families a week at the same time last year. She says no matter how bad it gets, people pull together.
Because they've always come through, I feel that they will again.
Mattson hopes to raise $70,000 from their local bell ringing campaign. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.